Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for June 29th to July 5th, 2013. The Palestinian new prime minister focused this week on the deteriorating economy, and the Israeli army attacks leave one Palestinian killed and five others injured this week. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, protests were organized in the villages of Al-Nabi Saleh, Bil'in and Ni'lin in Central West Bank, in addition to Al-Ma'sara in the Southern West Bank. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya reports.
At the villages of Bil'in and Ni'lin, residents and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the wall. Soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and chemical water on protesters. Many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Meanwhile, at the nearby village of Al-Nabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers attacked the villagers and their supporters before leaving the village. Soldiers used tear gas and chemical water against unarmed protesters. Later, troops invaded the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere, at Al-Ma'sara village, Israeli troops stopped the villagers and their supporters at the village entrance and then forced them back using rubber butts and buttons to push people back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsiya.
The new Palestinian prime minister in the West Bank says his first priority is to fix economical problems. Meanwhile, no new prospect for resumption of peace talks between Israel and Palestinians. From Gaza, IMEMC's Ramil Mighari has more.
As Palestinian Authority continues to face financial difficulties amidst stalled peace process, Palestinian Prime Minister Ramil Hamdallah said this week that he will focus attention on sorting out economic problems. This week, United States Secretary of State John Kerry failed to bring back Palestinians and Israelis to the negotiations table, as he could not secure Israeli halt of illegal Israeli settlements construction. Kerry still hopes certain progress could be achieved if the parties concerned are willing to restart peace talks. Palestinians want Israel to stop all those constructions so that talks could be resumed. In the meantime, Palestinians in Gaza hope recent change of the Egyptian regime would not overshadow Palestinian-Egyptian relations negatively. Palestinian Prime Minister of Hamas Ismail Haniyeh downplayed the removal of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi of Egypt, saying that Egypt remains the closest country to Palestine and the Palestinian people. For IMEMC News, I'm Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 65 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. During these attacks, Israeli troops killed one civilian, injured five others, and kidnapped at least 64 Palestinian civilians. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbo with the details.
This week, Israeli army invasions were concentrated in the cities of Jenin, Ramallah, Hebron, and Bethlehem. Two invasions this week were also reported in the Gaza Strip. Among those kidnapped by the army from the West Bank this week were six children and Palestinian lawmaker Mohammed Abu Tayr. On Monday, Israeli soldiers killed 19-year-old Mu'taz Sharaune during an invasion targeting the town of Dura near Hebron City in southern West Bank. Soldiers shot Sharaune, then drove over him with their jeep. Troops claimed he tried to climb on the jeep. His nephew Baha, 22, sustained a bullet wound while trying to rescue his uncle. Sharaune, a student at a Palestinian security college in Jericho, is the ninth Palestinian to be killed by the army during West Bank invasions since the beginning of the year. On Wednesday morning, clashes erupted between Israeli troops and local youth at the town of Abu Dis near Jerusalem in central West Bank. Israeli troops stormed the town and searched homes, then clashed with the local youth, local sources reported. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. On Thursday, clashes erupted between local youth and invading Israeli troops at Al Jalazon refugee camp, east of the central West Bank city of Ramallah. No injuries were reported. In the Gaza Strip this week, Israeli forces continued to attack fishermen at sea. On Wednesday, Israeli gunboats stationed off northern Gaza Strip coastline opened fire at Palestinian fishing boats that were sailing in the allowed 6 nautical miles offshore. As a result, one fisherman was likely wounded. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdrabbo.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for June 29th to July 5th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.